This episode is brought to you by Radcasters Podcasting School. If you've listened to this episode and thought to yourself, I wonder what it takes to start a podcast, then jump on over to my website, radcasters.com, and click the events tab and come and join me on my upcoming webinar, Podcasting 101, which really covers everything you need to know about starting a podcast. So we talk about your who, what, and why. We look at the mic. We look at the space. We look at iTunes. We look at hosting. Everything that you need to know to start a podcast is within this webinar. So head on over to radcasters.com, click the events tab and sign up for our next webinar. See you on there. Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo. External validation, that's what I want to talk about today. I, last week, had a reading. I should probably backtrack a bit further than that. So I think last Monday it was, or Tuesday, I had like just huge anxiety. I was having a lot of self-doubt and was just feeling very lost. And the anxiety was like out of control. And as I usually do when I'm suffering from a big bout of self-doubt imposed anxiety, I sought external validation. So I had been following this guy who does readings for a while, and I thought I might, you know, go to him and see what he has to say. And what he had to say was actually quite shocking. He pretty much, in the reading, said a whole bunch of things that really I was just totally taken aback by. He said that I was vindictive, revengeful, venomous, passive-aggressive. What else was in there? That I was like, my aura was the color burgundy, which was the color of blood, because I am this goddess who has a human body and a lion head, and behind me I just leave a blood bath. Yeah, for real. And then he said I was like Cleopatra, and everyone was out to get me, so I had to get myself first. So, today, if you were to say something like that to me, I would just be like, whatever. But I was in such an anxious space that I just started questioning, because he'd also said I was in denial. So I was started questioning, is this real? Is this true? Am I in denial, and am I passive aggressive and vindictive and venomous and revengeful? And so then I went to some friends and they were like, dude, you're none of those things. In fact, you're probably the opposite. And they kind of threw around if perhaps I was acting that way towards myself a bit. And, you know, I mean, I'm not the nicest person to myself, but I wouldn't use those words to even describe, you know, how I talk to myself. It's not, it can be venomous, I guess, but it's not vindictive, and I'm not revengeful. Anyway, so I let it affect me for a few hours and then kind of, you know, did what I do, go for a walk and realize that, yeah, it's not true. I'm none of those things. In fact, none of us really are. We're all light, you know, and we're then a bunch of layers on top. But we're all love and light. So anyway, bit of a sidetrack. So I just wanted to have this conversation about external validation. I'm just going to move my mic up a little bit. Because I noticed that I seek it a lot. more than is probably healthy. I mean, I think, you know, I'm human, so I seek external validation from time to time. We all do. I don't think there are many, if any, people on the face of the earth that don't at one point or another in their lives, you know. And I certainly am not looking to never seek external validation again, because I will. But I've just realized while walking on the beach here today just how much I seek it. Anytime I have like an inkling of self-doubt, I seek external validation. And I don't mean like I go to someone and ask them to validate me. It doesn't even have to have anything to do with anyone else. Just now I'm walking on the beach and there's a few shells around, and I have this thing about cowrie shells. You know, when I see a cowrie shell, it's like a sign for me. And so, you know, this particular day, today, I was thinking about something, and I don't even know what I was thinking about, but I immediately thought, oh, if that is the way I should move forward, show me a cowrie shell. Like, I'm still seeking external validation. That might be rather minor, but is it? It's quite major that I'm looking for someone else to give me the answers. I'm handing that power over to the chance that there is a shell, a cowrie shell sitting on this beach right now. And, you know, there is an element of trust in that, which I'm all about. But there's also, it's also looking for validation that what you feel is right. So, you know, I think my whole thing right now is really learning to come back to me and to listen to my heart instead of, you know, the general thing is I get a thought and then, you know, it might come from, I don't know where it comes from, but comes from somewhere, and then my intellect starts to kick in, often before my heart does, or my heart will react and then my head kicks in. And so sometimes the head takes over from the heart, and then I start self-doubting, and then I start asking a whole bunch of questions, and then I start seeking external validation. And what I want to do is really focus and find a practice where I can come back and seek that stuff from myself. So that's my big thing at the moment. I know, you know, meditation, grounding, all that kind of jazz works. But yeah, that's my focus for the next little bit, is to really try to look within rather than look outside of me for answers. So just a short one today. And I don't really have a takeaway for you. You know, I could say, where are you seeking external validation? But I'm just going to leave it at that. You can take from it what you will. Until next time, peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to this Carlos Afiz Free Flow Combo with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of this podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.